Him, praise Him, bless Him, magnify His name. God has heard and answered. Give Him all the praise and glory. Father, we thank You for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant of prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please listen attentively to these documented testimonies. Yours will follow very shortly as you engage. Number one, healed of prostate cancer and bladder stones via the laying on of hands. Bigger for Jesus. On the 2nd of April 2019, I was diagnosed of prostate cancer and bladder stones. As a result, I constantly and uncontrollably urinated blood through a catheter. But I kept taking communion. To the amazement of the hospital authorities in Canada, I never lacked blood. Thereafter, the hospital consultant advised that I return to Nigeria immediately. So, my wife and I returned. I registered with a urologist who told me I might live with the catheter for life, because what I had was a terminal disease. While I was not deterred, my wife and I frequently got passionately involved in outreaches and kingdom advancement prayers. Also, I attended all the services with the catheter carefully tucked in my pocket. In 2020, I had the opportunity to meet with Bishop David Oyedepo, and with holy anger, he said, "This cannot be you." He laid his hand on me and caused the terminal affliction. Thereafter, I went for another biopsy test at the National Hospital in Abuja. Lo and behold, the result came out cancer-free. Bigger for Jesus. Now I am healed and well. On the 22nd of January 2021, I celebrated my 73rd birthday. I return all the glory to God. Testifies Pastor Oshualale Akinwale. Please, let's appreciate Jesus better for that testimony. Number two, marital siege terminated via soul winning. Amen. For decades, my family was under marital siege, and for 22 years, I trusted God for marital settlement. I fasted, prayed, sowed sacrificially, and keyed into the prophetic declarations, but nothing happened. However, in 2018, I joined this commission, and by March 2019, I got committed to soul winning and joined the evangelism unit. We went for evangelism in different parts of the town, and I made my car available for members of my team. As a result, one of our fellowships experienced supernatural growth. From less than 10 members, we grew to 27 members. Amen. Hallelujah. During Shiloh, I connected to the testimonies of miracle marriages and sowed a special seed offering. Then the God of Bishop David Oyedepo showed up. In December, my husband located me, and like a dream of the night, we were gloriously married on the 29th of February. At the age of 47, I enjoyed a special favor from God. Please, hands together for that. I return all the glory to the God of this commission. Testifies Yvonne I.N. Please, can we rise on our feet, lift our hands unto God, and with loud voices, let's magnify Him for this testimony.
Let's give Him thanks and praise and glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Now, I want us to do this deliberately. Give thanks to God for answers to our prayers this morning and your prayer as a person. Now, give thanks to God for those amazing confirmations of obedience to the word. Lift up your two hands and give Him thanks. That's the only way to connect with it. Give Him thanks for answer to your prayers. Every prayer demands thanksgiving for delivery of answers. Give Him thanks for answers to the prayers of the saints this morning and give him thanks for answers to your prayers. If you believe that God heard you, if you believe that God heard you, give him thanks for answers to your prayers this morning. And then give him thanks for those amazing testimonies that are raw confirmation of his word. Thank you, Father. Now ask him to speak to you this morning, everyone. You want to hear from him and connect what he's saying to you, what he's asking for you to do, give him thanks. Lord, I pray that your word will locate me this morning and change my level. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Now, what God confirms to manifestations are our expectations. We are here again in another Easter week. Come on, give the Lord praise. And among the verdicts of resurrection is, why seek ye the living among the dead? That means it's a season ordained for our supernatural change of position. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Whatever does not pertain to redemption, that is showing in your life and in my life, we are in the week of a new dawn. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen, as he has said. Luke 24 and verse 5. Why seek ye the living among the dead? So it's a week ordained for your supernatural and my supernatural change of position. Whatever does not belong to us in the kingdom, in redemption, is not permitted to survive this prophetic season. Lift up your two hands. I'm set for another supernatural change of position as we celebrate Easter this year. I am set for another supernatural change of position. Whatever does not align with my possession in redemption, it must get off me this time. Why seek ye the living among the dead? I must not be found among the dead. What pertains to the dead must not be found in my life anymore. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. He has changed position. He's not here. No more corruption. He has changed level. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let this Easter season bring my way, my supernatural change of position, ridding me of everything that belongs to the unsaved, rewriting my story openly. Oh Lord God, I believe in the midst of resurrection, and I'm set for it this week. Thank you, Father, and blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. It's done. It is one Easter you will live to remember. Things that have refused to turn over years shall be torn like a dream of the night. There is no mark of the unsaved that shall survive this season in your life. So all young people, we have this youth conference is ordained for your encounter. So endeavor to be part of it. I was 16 when I heard God is not slow. I was baptized with the spirit of patience, which is a requirement for faith to deliver maximally. Be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I was 16 years when I had that. Praise God. Connect is the only way forward. Connect. Connect is the only way forward. Remember now the Lord your God in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. The best time to demonstrate zeal for the Lord who rewrites people's story. The strength of your foundation is what determines the beauty of your future. Take root downward if you want to be a fruit upward. Parents, I said it yesterday, encourage your youths to be part of that conference. You say, who taught that? I can't tell who taught, but the Lord planted that seed in my heart. And what a joy. To see patience have its course in my journey. There's an encounter waiting all of our youth in that conference. Be part of it. Give the Lord praise. And please get seated. Amen. I thank God I knew Jesus early. The devil had no free access to my life. The door was shut very early. And I began to walk with the Savior by his grace. And here we are today singing his praise. He's alive forever. Can I hear your amen? He's alive forever. I don't know how many of my peers have had their great time in the prison. I don't know how many are now running around with the devil in some cults. I don't know how many are paying heavily for protection in their lives. But he bailed me out. He brought me out on time. And he set me free from the things that troubled him. Thank you, Jesus. We understand that destiny answers largely to mentality. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. I've said it before, no one ever arrives at the future he cannot see. So we'll find ourselves tomorrow is a function of what we see coming today. What you can't see coming never comes. Lift up now your eyes and look northward, southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest. Genesis 13, 14 and 15. All the land which thou seest, unto you will I give it. So it's what you see coming that ever comes. And we see God's agenda for our life through his word. We see God's agenda for our life through his word. The vision of all is as a book that's written. So God's plan for us is contained in his book. And how far we are able to see from there is what determines what we step into in our tomorrow. Isaiah 29 verse 11 and 12. And as we all know, faith delivers only on what is expected. Now, faith is the substance of things expected. The word hope is expectation. Now, faith only substantiates what we expect to turn them to manifestation. Now, faith. Now, faith. You don't expect to be healed. If I lay links on you, it don't matter. You can't be healed. But you expect to be healed, and someone there at the gate, you'll say, be healed in the name of Jesus, and then you're free. Because every child of God carries that along with them. We are all the extension of his hand. What he said to them, he said to us, go to all the world and preach the gospel. And this sign shall follow you as you go. You shall lay your hands upon the sick and they shall recover. So, it's our responsibility. I met a small boy at Faith Academy in those days. And he brought his friend to me. My office was there. I said, sir, I pray for this person and he's trying not to be healed. I said, why are you trying not to be healed? Be healed in Jesus' name. Go, my friend. A small boy, he has a right to. Glory to God. So inside you may not know, but there is the healing virtue of Christ inside you. Jesus, the master healer, dwells on your inside. You just expect it, and then you have it. So our exhortation this week is captioned, engaging biblical mentality in stewardship. What is innate? What does it look like? Is stewardship not one of those ways we just add to the church and then walk away, or help people to know where to park and where to stay and where to move to. Engaging biblical mentality in stewardship. One, we must possess a sower's mentality in stewardship. Every spiritual seed is recognized, every spiritual labor is recognized as a seed in scriptures. Don't be deceived. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also receive. You sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. You sow to the spirit, and you reap life everlasting. Therefore, don't be weary in well sowing, for you shall reap it in due season if you faint not. So we have spiritual seed sowing, and you only reap it in due season as you faint not. We saw Anna and Epaphras. They were sowing spiritual seeds in prayers. The Bible said Anna served God with prayers and fastings daily. Luke chapter 2 and verse 36 and 37. And there was a widow of about 84 years which departed not from the temple but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Serve God with fastings and prayers night and day. We saw Epaphras. The Bible talks about Epaphras in Colossians 4:12. One of you laboring fervently for you in prayers that you may stand fast and complete in all the will of God. So kingdom advancement prayer is recognized as serving God or sowing spiritual seeds. And God, who sees such labor in secret, has vowed to reward us openly. Because why the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So we can keep sowing spiritual seeds on the altar of prayer. Amen. And we all know that seeds sown don't bear fruit overnight. They bear fruit over time. While the earth remains, seed requires time to produce harvest. Seed, time, and harvest. Time, harvest, time, harvest shall not cease. Why they may not produce fruit overnight? The harvest is sure. No genuine spiritual seed is destructible. The Bible calls it the incorruptible seed, the word of God. So when it is the word you are engaging with, every seed sown must yield and harvest in due season. Must yield and harvest in due season. In the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 27 and 28, the word says, let's start from verse 26. So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should grow or spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. But it brings forth first the blade, then the air, and after that the full corn. So it comes up in phases, but it yields its full harvest over time. What you are seeing may not look like all that you anticipate to see, but it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. If you won't stop nurturing the seed, it's coming. If you will not stop on the way, it's coming. Because you will reap it in due season only if you faint not. I don't think this thing will grow and you turn your back. Then the weeds will grow and choke it. And there is nothing coming because you turn. You are tired of nurturing it, so it goes off. So see your engagement as sowing spiritual seed that is bound to yield harvest if you don't turn your back and leave the weeds to overgrow the seed and choke it up so that it can bear no fruit. You need grace to stay on as a seed sower. We have this picture in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 25, verse 23 to 25. It says, when you come to the land and you have sown all manner of fruits for fruit, it shall be unholy. It shall not be eaten thereof for the first 3 years. In the fourth year, it shall be all out for the Lord. But in the fifth year, it will keep yielding, and the yielding is for life. The question is, how many will be consistently consistent for 4 years? You know what that says is this: you connect with me consistently, and in the fifth year, you enter into your unending harvest. And you keep doing it, the next 5 years, you enter into another realm of unending harvest. And you are still on the field. The next 5 years, you step into the next phase of your harvest. It takes consistency. One of us gave a testimony yesterday, but was not called up for the testimony. She had been looking out for the fruit of the womb for 8 years. And she got involved in Kingdom Advancement Endeavors. And, giving seed towards members of their zone, coming to church. Consistently so for 4 years. Jesus showed up and she came forth for the child dedication yesterday. Can I hear your loudest amen? Praise God. So the challenge is consistency. You shall not reap it because you sow spiritual seed, but you must not faint till the harvest shows up. That the consistency is required for your harvest to be made manifest. Consistency. Can you imagine if this ministry stopped following in Kaduna? We will still be there forever. If you are tired following from Kwara, we will be there forever. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. There is the need for consistency for what God says to be made fully manifest in our lives. The good news is, it's counting. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. In that you minister to the saints and do minister. God is counting and is counting to record and is recording to reward. Your harvest is sure. Stand to your feet. Say with me, my harvest is sure. Say it the loudest you can. So we need a sower's mentality to make the most of our stewardship in the kingdom. We need a sower's mentality. There's a time to sow and a time to pluck up that which is sown. We need a source mentality for consistency in stewardship. Therefore, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Lift up your two hands and ask God for grace to maintain a source mentality in your stewardship. To maintain a source mentality in your stewardship. Ask God for grace to maintain a source mentality in your stewardship. Your harvest is guaranteed. Your harvest is coming. No devil can stop it. Ask God for grace to maintain a sower's mentality in your stewardship. Let this week be a week of undying passion on the prayer altar. An undying passion on the prayer altar. Let this week be a week of undying passion in your life on the prayer altar. Undying passion in pursuit after souls. Ask God for grace never to be docile anymore in your pursuit of God. Ask God for consistency. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Grace to remain consistent in your stewardship. Receive it right now. Amen. Grace for an ever-burning passion in your pursuit of God. Receive it right now. Amen. Grace to keep going until the fullness of God's agenda comes through in your life. Receive it right now. Grace to keep going from face to face. From face to face. Receive it right now. Yeah. Well, another week is here. We are heralding the gospel of salvation. Amen. We are enforcing salvation of souls on the prayer altar. And we are saying, Jesus, we are coming to celebrate with you the reason for which you came and died and rose again. This coming Sunday, mammoth harvest. Yeah. Mammoth harvest. Your own portion will not be lost. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your hands and give thanks to God this morning. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give adoration unto him and celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Let your voice of thanksgiving and gratitude be heard on high right now. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor and of all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become a new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.